strictly follow the Vedic principles. But in this age of Kali, a community has sprung up known as the Arya Samaj, which is ignorant of the import of the Vedas in the parampara system. Their leader decry all bona fide acharyas and they pose themselves as the real followers of the Vedic principles. These acharyas who do not follow the Vedic principle are presently known as the Arya Samajas or Jains. Not only do they not follow the Vedic principles, but they have no relationship with Lord Buddha. Imitating the behavior of Sumati, they claim to be the descendants of Rishabhdev. Those who are Vaishnavas carefully avoid their company because they are ignorant of the path of the Vedas. In Bhagavad Gita 15th chapter 15th verse, Krishna says, Vedaischa sarvaihi aham eva vedyaha. The real purpose of the Vedas is to understand me. This is the injunction of all Vedic literatures. One who does not know the greatness of Lord Krishna cannot accept as an Aryan. Lord Buddha, an incarnation of Lord Krishna, adopted a particular means to propagate the philosophy of Bhagavad Dharma. He preached almost exclusively amongst the atheists. Atheists do not want any God, and Lord Buddha therefore said that there is no God. But he adopted the means to instruct his fellow followers for their benefit. Therefore, he preached in a duplicitous way, saying that there is no God. Nonetheless, he himself was an incarnation of God. Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuhlu Militanyena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Padamahyam Dadati Sa Padantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Chatapata Kamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tamsajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakan Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchan Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Sri Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarupyascha Kripa Sintupya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namanama Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Nitinamine Namaste Sarasate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarane Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhakturanda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare So today we are entering into the new chapter of the descendants of Priyavrata and these descendants are carried forward by the dynasty in succession of Bharat Maharaj, where Bharat Varsha has become so much glorified. But in the age of Kali, so many corrupting elements will be creeping in, and to trade on the right and prescribed path of Shrimad, the Bhagavad Dharma, especially, will be also sometimes get affected, unless and until a pure devotee of the caliber of Srila Prabhupada would come and restore it. It is very important that we have to be very, very careful. Otherwise, a slight change in the purpose of Bhagavad Dharma, and that is also specified very clearly by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, if we trade in a little different way, it will create a big havoc. It will, and the train of progress will be derailed, because it is also an offense to the holy name. Just like what we see, the fourth offense is to blaspheme the Vedic literature or literature in pursuance of the Vedic version. Blasphemy means you neglect, you joke, you put up misinterpretations, take up a whimsical application which is not recommended. This is all constitute blasphemy of the Vedic literature in different way. Therefore, the bona fide spiritual master has a function to restore the glory of the purpose of treading in disciplic succession. We cannot make any meaning which is not the opinion of the parampara. So how do we justify? We have to quote. We have to quote in such a way that the purpose is retained. Purpose of the parampara should be retained. Otherwise, even the demons can quote the shastras. But they are not followers. They have other way and either interpreting the quote. Many of such things are nowadays, becoming a fashionable trend because we become more knowledgeable about all different kinds of books. When we are progressing, we read so many things, and sometimes we are confused that so many controversial points are being described. But understanding the glory of the Acharya, we have to withdraw, retreat from that point. The glory of the Acharya to whom we are following must be retained. We do not know more than our Acharya, even though you might have more information. Srila Prabhupada has been proven as the Shaktyavesh avatar, who depended totally on the mercy of the Supreme Lord, in other words, on the holy name itself, following in the footsteps of all the predecessors Acharya, but he did not tempered on the principles of the parampara. Rather, he made a unique arrangement for all the jivas without any discrimination. Even at criticism of some of his god brothers. But nobody said that he was deviating. Rather, they glorified Srila Prabhupada's wonderful achievements. So, understanding process of following in the footsteps of our producer Acharya, we still have to follow and submit ourselves to our Sansthapakacharya, Srila Prabhupada. There may be slight changes here and there, but these changes do not violate the principle. If principle is being violated, then one can be rightly chastised and correct himself. As far as this particular verse is concerned, the word pakhand is utilized. The definition of pakhand is given in Padma Purana. Yastu Narayanam Devam Brahma Rudradi Devatam Samatvena Vikhetasa Pakhandi Bhavedruvam. Where the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Shri Krishna, Lord Narayan, is there, who is transcendental to the effect of the all material natures, modes of nature. During the creation of the material world, whoever has been, born to, or he came for as a transformation, yet can get affected by the modes, then he is considered not to be equal to God. So, Brahma Rudradi Devatam, where Brahma and Rudra are the demigods, if we equate their name with Narayana or consider them to be independent of Lord Narayana's name, then that is a great offense on the holy name. That is called pakhandi. People who are not coming in the parampara, they make this great offense. Those who are not in parampara, those who do not come in bona fides disciplic succession, they evidently make this mistake. So they pose as pseudo Vaishnav, but not as true Vaishnavs. Right. So in our parampara, where we are followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Achintya Bheda Bheda Tattva, in the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan movement, this ISKCON is also one of the now main branches, which is nourished by the mercy of the Lord, and it is our duty to keep the glory of the parampara intact. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given us mandate. First thing, Aradhyastanaya Vrajendra Nandanam Taddhamam Vrindavanam Ramya Kachidupasana Vrajavadur Vargena Jakalpita Srimad Bhagavatam Amala Puranam. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Matam Idam. There is nothing superior or equal to that. But yet we see many people make a different meaning. Even in worship, people bring Laddu Gopal. We are not Pushti Margis. We have to think in the terms of Radha Krishna. But yet to understand Radha Krishna, it is very difficult. Now that doesn't give us an excuse to worship Laddu Gopal. Right? We have to concentrate. We do not, we may respect Laddu Gopal, but it is not our main objective. So similarly, there are so many situations. Then we have to understand, just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's, he is Radha Krishna Nahiyan, Anya. Worshipping Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you are worshipping Radha Krishna. But we have to take help of Nityananda. Why? Because Heno Vine Nitai Bhai Radha Krishna Bhai Denai. Because he is the original guru and he is the teacher. So we have to learn from him. Who is Radha Krishna? What is that tattva? This is the set in principle. Right? So, when we try to learn in disciplic succession, we have come from so many different traditions and understanding. So we try to bring them in also and try to connect with Krishna or aid with Krishna. That is not necessary. People have difficulty to give up certain notions of Brahminical standard. Oh, I have been given Brahmin thread at the age of 7. Why should I take a second initiation? Right? Oh, all these different notions are there, which is not just take, because this is a bona fide way to proceed. You will rather get more deepened understanding of your Brahman thread. The process of Krishna consciousness is so perfect. Prabhupada never employed even any exterior means or additional means, because it is applicable to every soul. So whether he's a Christian background educated or Muslim understanding, love of God had it still the main subject matter that has never been touched by the soul. Rather, the belief system becomes a very great obstacle because it cannot be practicable and provable. While the system of proving is given by Rupa Goswami under the instruction of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nishtha is called unshakable faith. It is a confirmation of Shraddha. But you have to clear so many stages. Adau Shraddha Tato Sadhu Sangha Atha Bhajana Kriya Atha Anartha Nivritti Syat Tato Nishtha. But that is applicable even in Christianity. Chant the holy name and confirm it. So it is not an artificial conversion that became the hot subject matter and critical criticizing from the opposing. It is coming because now Narendra Modi is the Prime Minister, and all the affiliates like BJP and RSS, and they are into conversion, Bajrang Dal. What is the use? Prabhupada said, today you may be Christian, tomorrow you may become Muslim. As the bodily needs are, but it has no effect on the soul. Yet, even after conversion, the main occupation of the soul is still remaining. That has been remained untouched. So, understanding the theme of our following in the footsteps of Acharya is love of Godhead. Going back home, back to Godhead. Our magazine is called Back to Godhead. But do not want to trap in between. Of course, we do not mind if we are stuck at certain level. But that is not our main point of aradhana, or we have to target the ultimate, then progress. The highest target is there, then the all subsequent progressive steps will be followed. Right? So, it should not become a subject matter of the ideas that come or pop into. When we are on the royal road of going back home, back to Godhead, Raja Vidya Raja Guhyam Pavitram Idam Uttamam Pratyakshavagamam Dharmyam Susukham Kartum Avyayam. Ultimate love of Godhead, which is going to be Susukham and Kartum Avyayam, proof will be there. And that has to be achieved through the principles laid down by our predecessors Acharya from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Why should we take up certain principles of pushti? Pushti automatically comes. It's a principle. We are not deviating pushti. But does it mean that we have to start worshipping Laddu Gopal? No. Our main objective is Radha Krishna. Even though we are told to worship as Lakshmi Narayan, should not become an excuse not to worship Radha Krishna. Because the path that we follow is perfect. If we stick to this disciplic succession and the meaning, then we will never be lost. There is no question to go into the side roads when you are on the highway. Similarly, there are certain points of controversy been noticed that Srimad Bhagavatam, which is our ultimate proof of everything, it is for the highest mellow, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has dictated, Ramya Kachid Upasana Vraja Vadur Vargena Jakalvita. There is no motivation. It came from the declaration of Bhagavatam itself by Vyasadeva. Savai punsam paro dharmo yato bhakti ratokshaje ahaituki apratihata yayatma suprasiddhati. That best occupation for all humanity is to worship the transcendental Lord, and such worship, however, should be unmotivated and uninterrupted, by which the soul will be satisfied. Now, unmotivated situation can be brought if we have the perfect process. Anya bilashita sunyam jnana karmadana avrutam anukulena krishnanu shilanam bhakti ruttama. We should not, think otherwise. When we are supposed to worship what is favorable to Lord Krishna, it does not require your separate arrangement of acquisition of jnana or expertise in actions. Anavratam. Only anukulena krishnanushilanam. One must have to see what Krishna said, I'm supposed to give. So again, some point of controversy will come there. Anya bilashita shunyam. But Srimad Bhagavatam itself is declaring that akamava sarva kamaihi moksha kama udaradhi tivrena bhakti yogena yajatas purusham param. If you are not motivated, or you are filled with all the motivations, or if you have a motivation to get liberated, simply worship purusham param, but tivrena bhakti yogena. So they emphasize, yes, we'll have tivrena bhakti yogena. But tivra bhakti will be required everywhere. That's not a big deal. It is not a big principle. But the principle is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, what Rupa Goswami said, anyabhilashita shunya. Bhakti Vinod Thakur says in the matter of Sharanagati, one must become possessionless, all right? Then that means he has readiness to take the shelter, the resolute shelter, only utter shelter of Lord Krishna. So you then you should develop dainyam, the meekness, meek and humble, right? Then you should complete faith that Lord Krishna will protect you and nourish you. So you will perform the activities which is favorable to Lord Krishna and reject all that is unfavorable to Lord Krishna. Do you think sakam bhakti is favorable to Krishna? Sakam bhakti is not anya bilashita shunyam. So sakam bhakti, how could it be favorable to Lord Krishna? Only nishkam. Bhakta is nishkam. Ata eva shanta. Otherwise, if we have motivation, then Bhagavan will maintain me, so I can make a business of Bhagavan to maintain me. Can you understand the fine line of deviation? Instead of depending on Lord Krishna's mercy, we make a means of our material living. Somebody said yesterday about Srimad Bhagavatam that Bhagavatam can be used as means of maintenance. I was not present here, but I do not mean to criticize, but the principle is a warning, it's a deviation. Prabhupada criticizes heavily on the attitude of getting maintained by Bhagavatam as a desire. It is not anyabhilashita shunyam, right? Otherwise, you can see, I had just a recent experience. One devotee from Allahabad took shelter, but he was doing some studies in Srimad Bhagavatam, how to give Bhagavatam discourses and for saptas and other things. Right? He was keeping beard and everything. I said, when are you going to shave this? If you get initiated, you will have to shave up. At that time I will see. So I didn't bother him much. So The last time I gave initiation was in month of, I think, October or November, somewhere. I tried to remember him. And he left. I said, I don't want to get initiated. I said, I'm not eager either. So the idea is that he wanted to become professional Bhagavat reciter. Because Bhagavatam will maintain me. So I said, Hare Krishna. I never saw him. No contact. All of a sudden disappeared. Alright? Because he might have to shave up. Most of the Bhagavatam reciters, they do not shave up. Keep long hair. Now, if the idea of Bhagavatam to be the means of maintenance, or in the other word, it's Krishna who is already maintaining, why should Bhagavatam be an additional maintenance? That is one question. Second question would be that see the Bhagavatam reciters in Vrindavan. They become so rich, professional. They have properties and everything. Do you think it is a question of maintenance, soul and body together? Which is most minimum. Well, Krishna is already giving through the agency of our institution, maintenance. Everybody gets prasadam, isn't it? But no. There's anyabhilashita mahad. Not shunyam. So this is the way how, even though it is said in Srimad Bhagavatam, but it is not in our disciplic succession to be given that importance, because that is not the desire of our spiritual acharyas. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu paved. If you have anya bilashita, then you are in trouble. You can go only up to Vaikuntha level, where all your desires, abhilashita, of sarsti mukti, samipya mukti, salokya and sarupya mukti. All four muktis will be there. But you will be stuck in Vaikuntha. Our target is Golok Vrindavan. So, this kind of what we call the free will becomes deviant situations are created by the free will. We change the course, and that has to be warned off. Here, Srila Prabhupada is telling so boldly that an Aryan means one who follows Lord Krishna very strictly through the Vedas. And if they use the Vedas and not the other corollary, the fifth Veda, which has been written by the same author in order to simplify seeing the fallen age of Kali and different mentalities of people. He created the fifth Veda inclusive of the Puranas and Samhitas, the Itihasas. And he clarifies in Srimad Bhagavatam in the first canto that those who are in age of Kali, they are not Sruti Gochara. They cannot understand the Sruti means the cardinal principles invested through parampara from the guru to shishya through oral reception. That is Sruti Gochara. Even illiterate people can become a Sruti Gochara. But they have to hear word. This, you know, quote, everybody can quote Shastra, picking for their likings, you know. Remember, Hiranyakashipu was also quoting Shastra about Atma Tattva when Hiranyaksha was killed by Vishnu. So what is a big deal? Anybody can find out. Even the impersonalists use Bhagavad Gita left and right. Mayavadis use Bhagavad Gita left and right. But they are all deviant. So similarly, Bhagavatam principle is very well explained in the discourse series of Bhagavad Dharma by Srila Prabhupada in New Vrindavan. That was in 1976. And we can understand the import very well. So, what to speak of this Arya Samaj? They are so critical of devotees. First of all, they do not believe in Murti Puja or the deity worship. Second thing, they say only four Vedas are the real Vedas. Even Upanishads and others, they do not care for it. And only the Yajna is the means to invoke the Purusha Sukta, through Purusha Sukta. I don't know whether they really use Purusha Sukta or not. But I have heard Arya Samaji Yajna. I have been, one of the participants, but I just to see what is their procedure. Anyway, so these are all deviant situations. And Prabhupada said that Arya Samajis, they are not Aryans. They are imposters. Actually, this Arya Samaj, of course, it was started by a Gujarati. Swami Dayanand Saraswati. He was coming from Junagadh area, where one of pure devotee, Narasimha Mehta, was also from that same area. But you can see, without disciplic succession, pure Vaishnavism does not say. Narasimha Mehta never initiated anybody. There is no parampara of Vaishnava. Most of the Gujaratis are familiar with Pushti Marg. So everybody has a lala at their home. And some people think that as many children you have, that many lalas should be worshipped. And so you can transfer your feeling of pushti, tushti, and pareshanubhava, three things, and directly by serving your children nicely. And they go overboard. We have seen, witnessed the families who are engaged in illicit activities, selling liquor and earning money, or even the Goswami descendants, you know, they sell the poodles and nice, pets. From where to where? Kali is not going to spare anybody. It's the influence of Kali that we do not understand how it, you know, creeps in our mind. One of the Goswami, we have good friends, of course, But they say, Maharaj, I have a problem. My father wants me to invest money in liquor business. No wonder they were associated with liquor and they were also drinking. They were having the same problem like cirrhosis, liver transplant. So what is the use? Krishna consciousness is not a question of belief. When you are having totality of your consciousness centered on Krishna, you are adopting Lord Krishna's consciousness as your consciousness. But all these different consciousness of which are injected by the influence of Kali and three modes of material nature, how do you protect yourself? It's a deviation. So we have to be very careful in following the Shastra. Similarly, the Jainism, in later chapters we will learn that there was a King Arihanta in the Andhra Pradesh, and he was fascinated by the character of Rishabhdev. And he started imitating Lord Rishabhdev. He started imitating. Now there are so many deviant sects in Hisar. That who is that Ram? Rampal. Then another one is Ram Rahim. He castrated four of his followers, male followers, and made them lose their virility so that they can realize the Supreme Absolute Truth. Oh my God. It's in the newspaper. And the Supreme Court gave the case for CBI to look into them. But the point is that where all this nonsense is coming? If we are not careful in the path which has been given by Srila Prabhupada, that is the only security we have. Prabhupada said, I may not be perfect, but the path I follow is perfect. That is the only hope for my perfection. So we should never deviate from the path that Srila Prabhupada has given us. No other meaning. What Srila Prabhupada's desire is that we must try to absorb and meditate and think. That is our life. What are we going to meditate otherwise? Directly on Krishna? Jumping? Then so many free wills will be coming in through the agency of Kali and three modes of material nature, Maya. So we need to protect ourselves. Prabhupada established ISKCON to protect the path that he has given. So it depends upon us that how faithfully we trade in on the path. So anybody has any question? Yeah, please take.
Hare Krishna. Maharaj, I've been hearing that that our senses are imperfect, so we cannot understand Krishna by the ascending process. But in the descending process also we are employing the senses, like we use the ear to hear the spiritual master. We use the eyes and intelligence to understand the books. So is it that that imperfection of senses is not there in this descending process also? Suppose the neophyte person is hearing from the spiritual master, but his senses of hearing and his intelligence is still imperfect. So when he's hearing and when he's trying to understand, that is that imperfection of senses will not cause some anomaly in his understanding of the absolute truth.
Have you heard the word jadendriya? The senses are not only imperfect, but they are dead. Who makes them alive? The holy name. Means, the real potency is in the holy name, not in our senses, not in our intelligence. Under the false ego, our intelligence is already corrupted. So how are you going to use the senses in direct understanding? Atah krishnasya namadi na bhavet grahyam indriyai sevan mukhihi jivadav swayam spuratyam evadya. Swayam spuratya means? Whose free will? Krishna's potency is invested in his holy name. So, let him be merciful on us. But we have to do seva. Engage your dull senses in the service of the master of senses. Rishikena Rishikesham Sevanam Bhakti Ruchyate. No other meaning can be satisfying. We can't attribute all glories to our senses. No. Kamasya na indriya pritir jabo jiveta yavata. Kamasya neha. Never should be all the desires. The subject matter for sense gratification. Indriya priti is sense gratification. Amasya nehendriya pritir labo jiveta yavata. As long as you live, what should be the purpose? Jivasya tattva jigyasa. Engage your senses in understanding or satisfying the tattva jigyasa of yourself, jiva. Engage them in themselves in such a way that they will fulfill your inquisitiveness about your reality. There is no other purpose in the life. Yes.
Thank you very much, Maharaj, for this wonderful class. Just clarification, like during the time of initiation, the name is given like XYZ Das. So, like sometimes the name is called as XYZ Das Prabhu. During Prabhupada time, what was the standard? Whether it is called XYZ Prabhu or XYZ Das Prabhu?
In initiation, the name giving?
Name is given at the time of initiation, say XYZ Das.
Das.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, like when other devotees call that person, they call it XYZ Das Prabhu or XYZ Prabhu. It's not just to criticize someone, but...
You want to trap me into this? No. Everybody is Das because Jivera Swarupa Her Krishna Rinitya Das. So whatever the name is given, it is Krishna's name or related to Krishna and Das, you are the servant of that, devotees, or like that. Prabhupada Das, right? Prabhupada has a special meaning, but Prabhupada Das has another meaning, that you are the servant of Srila Prabhupada, right? So, you want to call Prabhupada Das Prabhu, how are you? That's okay, because after all, Prabhu means he's your master. Oh my master, you are the servant of Srila Prabhupada, right? And Prabhupada means one who's at whose lotus feet all the Prabhus sit, right? So that's okay. Das is the original name. We do not give Prabhu as the affix while giving the name, you know. So, because Srila Prabhupada never gave. But we call everybody Prabhu because we are his servant. We have a mood of serving the devotee. That's why. Otherwise, no. So one should not think, oh, he's calling me Prabhu, so I'm his master. So I should order him something. Get me a pie of pizza. Prabhu. Any other question?
So Maharaj, I want to ask that if we have like Vatsalya Rasa and Sakya Rasa, then although our like Mahaprabhu is teaching Radha Krishna worship, so in Golok Vrindavan there is Sakya Rasa and Vatsalya Rasa also. So if some like some devotee may have natural inclination to that rasa and he may be worshipping in that way. So that's that. I think that's not a deviation. Even we are followers of Lord Chaitanya.
That's a good question. Now, all the rasas are in Golok Vrindavan. In Vaikuntha, only two major rasas are there. And the Dasya and awe and reverence, that is the neutrality, the rasa, Shantaras is there, but no fraternal or what you call Sakya, Vatsalya or Madhurya, they are absent. So other jivas cannot participate. Lord has Lakshmi there, so you can't go there. Okay? He doesn't have anybody like friend. Everybody is a servant. Right? He does not surround by the devotees. But in Golok Vrindavan, Krishna is only identified in the most distinguished character, is that he is always surrounded by the devotees who are approaching in their own Swarupa, in that particular mood of serving. First one has to get the Swarupa. But Golok Vrindavan has the ultimate of Madhurya Ras, and nothing can excel that. So if you purchase that ticket, don't you think all the other rasas will be also coming in there? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants us to take that ticket. That is his parampara. It will come. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself approved the Pushti Marg. If you read in Chaitanya Charitamrita, First of all, he denied when Vallabhacharya mistakenly said that he has surpassed Sridhar Swami's commentary. He nullified all the arguments that were weak. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, this is not our parampara. This is not our parampara. You are deviating. I don't want to listen. And all the devotees got shock of their life. He's a Vaishnava and he expressed that. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to correct him. So he said, I'm not interested in your philosophy. So he became very morose. To get a recommendation and a kind of authorization that if Chaitanya Mahaprabhu approves my Subodhini, then I have conquered everybody. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu denied. So he went to Gadadhar Pandit. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says Gadadhar initiated him. He is sober, Radharani is. So how to correct? So he says, I will have to take some blame on myself. So he, Gadadhar Pandit, approached Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and very softly told, Mahaprabhu, can you please become merciful on Vallabha? So he said, you don't know what he has done? He became so angry. And in Radharani's mood, Gadadhar Pandit looked down. But, you know, he came to my shelter. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu melted. Okay. Tell him, come tomorrow. I'll hear. So, next day, Vallabha was very happy and he started, Mahaprabhu, you are very kind on me. So he starting from the tattva and then describing the leelas. As soon as the balya leela, the childhood pastimes are over, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stopped. Stop, Vallabha, stop. I do not know Krishna more than Yashodastyananandan. That's enough for me. This is Radharani and Krishna combined. He tells, I know only Krishna who is Yashodastyananandana, one who is the giver of the pleasure to the breast of Yashoda. That's this good enough for me. He didn't want to hear further. So that is where the pushti means bhakti pareshanubhava virakti anyastrate ekeka kala when tushti pushti what is that verse? Prapadyamanasya tushti pushti cha anugasam. At every morsel you take in, your hunger will dissipate, your nourishment will be given, and you will be satisfied. Right? So similarly, this pushti mark, pushti means portion. If we give pushti to Bal Gopal. But funny thing is that Bal Gopal is fond of Makhan Misri only, so they give him that, rest they don't offer. They offer only Chappan Bhog when they have Manorath. So there are certain traditions, it's deviant and getting into deviations. You know. And in this way it is said even in Pustimagha, they are good friends of ours too. But they say, Shinaji is being worshipped. So they say, yes, he is in Nathdwara now, but after 500 years he would go back to Govardhan. The time is right, you don't know. So, by Prabhupada's desires, some Shinaji worship has been started. They have good power for Shinaji, it's Radha Krishna worship combined in it. So anyway, the idea is that Vatsalya Ras and Madhurya Ras, which is glorified the most. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Isn't it? Right, hurry. Can you pass them? It's not coming in the mic. Put it on.
I thank you for your lucid lecture. One doubt, kindly, if it is possible, clear me. In the Mahaprabhu's time, his disciples have not tried to know ki who he was in the Krishna avatar. It was Mahaprabhu itself told all the disciples who were they in the Krishna avatar. Later on, Vishwanath Chakrabarti, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, or Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur, they have derived by some method who they were in the Krishna avatar. Prabhupada also told how to get it. But there is a difference between the two methods. Bhakti Siddhanta has written in Upadesamrita certain steps in which one can know what he was in the Krishna avatar. But other aspect, the people tell you have to wait, you will get it automatically at the end of your life. And every Vaishnava desires to know what he was in the Krishna avatar, so that he will be knowing the Swarup Siddhi. Kindly explain what should we do.
In Krishna Sandarbha and then the Bhakti Ratnakar as well as other books that have been described. Our situation that in this Kali Yuga, even though if we have not been coming from the pure tradition, but we are fortunate to get introduction to Mahaprabhu's mission, if we follow strictly, then the Swarup can be revealed, right? But in Bhajana Pranali established by Bhaktivinoda Thakur clearly says that in this different development of the stages, Guru may have to try different moods or the bhavas according to the disciples and then engage him in that particular rasa. So it's not one shot. Even the guru will tell you what is your power. And why should this kind of internal bhajan has to be described or in detail things have to be revealed? It is very intimate and personal. And it can be revealed only by liberated devotees. So therefore, our principle that we have to follow is that the devotees who are eternal associates of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanyara sangi sange nitya siddha kari mane je jaye vrajendra sutapas. This is our principle and the dipa. We have to firmly fix ourselves in executing our services with confirmed faith on the the intimate associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Nitya Siddha. They are eternal associates, right? But why do you want to know your Swarupa now? Do you think it will be guaranteed by the end of our life that we'll be able to find? No. Even according to Haridas Thakur, that forget the Swarupa. Understand the bhava of our devotional service. If we are jumping over the prescribed methodology of Vaidhi Bhakti of Rupa Goswami, Adav Shraddha Tato Sadhu Sangatha Bhajana Kriyatha Anartha Nivritti Shaya Tato Nishtha Tatha Ruchi Asakti Bhav and Prema. We'll get stuck at Bhav. We will not be purely identified unless and until the process is perfect. Alright? So, we have to concentrate only on making our process perfect. Alright? So that is the principle we have to understand. Otherwise, Haridas Thakur says that those who are not developing according to this Vaidhi Bhakti and taking to Raganuga Bhakti immediately, there is a danger. They will not give. They will not get the sthayi bhav even in yugas. Just we are warned that bahu janma yadi kare sravana kirtana tabutana paaye krishna pade premathana. Right? Isn't it the same principle that Haridas Thakur said? So, Nitya Siddha, this is, yes, we accept on the principle. If principle is correct and intact, then the process will be also supported. So, we have to follow in the disciplic succession to be properly guided by the process. So, a guru is also a disciple first, and he can't venture where even the so many learned scholars become fearful to venture. Nonetheless, the target is, yes, we have to go through those things. So simultaneously keeping ourselves humble and not pushing ourselves to get into the Swarupa talks, we better stick to the principle. It will manifest. That we have to rest assured. So qualifications have to be brought forward and get approved. What do you think? Otherwise, it is a you guess, I guess, and it's a mess. Guess is a mess. Yes, Mother. Please speak in the mic.
Oh, okay. Jai Maharaj, thank you for giving such a nice class. And I wanted to thank you also for bringing to our attention to serving the Bhagavatam as a person and not using the Bhagavatam for our own means. We, as the years go by, we get very surprised at all the billboards with the flowing hair. And yet Prabhupada, he never propagated himself. He always propagated Krishna. And, of course, now it's our duty to glorify and make Prabhupada's name very famous. But it's very interesting, even when our guests come, that they note all these billboards and see the difference in the way Prabhupada even looks and how he describes the Bhagavatam, and then how others speak,
right,
and their behavior. That's the thing. If they're not following the Bhagavat as a person, then what is their words?
You can see the billboards. You know, the reciter becomes so big that he starts wearing different sets of clothes which are distinguishing him. Not only that, they give themselves nomenclature of such high, you know, topmost understanding, and sometimes even in local terms, they are called Bade Thakur or Chote Thakur. Bade Morari Bapu and Chote Morari Bapu. Bade Thakur Ji, Chote Thakur Ji. These are the names that they accept. Means replacing Krishna, they take their name. Thakur means Lord and Master. Oh, I will take a Chote Thakur name because I'm humble. Anyway, you are great. You were first. You are more senior, so you are Bade Thakur. I'm junior to you, so I'm a Chote Thakur. But I'll be a Thakur. Now, then where is the Dasatva? Jivira Swarupa Hari Krishna Nitya Das. Nitya Dasatva is not there. Such people go round and round and putting up jugglery of the words, you know, justifying their means, but not Bhagavatam means is being justified. Okay, oh, one more. One word is in the principle, not in detail. Right? Detail may be different, but the principle should not be tempered. That is what is meant. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki. Yes.